This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I am encouraging you to wait on God even when you think it's too late. Recently my faith was tested and I ended up feeling as though God had forsaken me. Now that obviously turned out not to be the case, but it has inspired me to dedicate a short series on how we should wait on God. When I turn to the scriptures, I see this as a lesson that Jairus, one of the synagogue leaders, had to learn too. One day, Jesus was among the people when Jairus approached him and asked him to come back to his home quickly to save his dying daughter. When Jesus walked among the people, there was always a large crowd around. So as he was trying to make his way back to Jairus' home, messengers arrived to tell him not to bother going to the house because the young girl was already dead. Personally, when I believe Jesus hasn't responded to one of my prayers quickly enough, my response might be either despair or even a hint of attitude. It's interesting, though, because in Mark 5, it says that Jesus ignored the comments of these messengers and instead turned directly to Jairus and said, "Trust me and don't be afraid." In the end, Jesus went to Jairus' home and brought the little girl back to life. So the next time you feel despair or even a hint of attitude because you think God is late in answering one of your prayers, remember that the key is still to trust Him while you wait. And as you think about that, remember these words, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles." Isaiah 40:31. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at BlueStaBlessings. And subscribe to the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, trust Him while you wait.